great show today. Not good weather today. If you are getting ready for a commute, allow some extra time. It is messy out there. We're watching weather here, and we've got lightning in the area, heavy rain in the area. We're looking at a bunch of orange and yellow and green all over our radar screens here. So be very careful, obviously, going in any kind of commute that you have so far or coming up this morning. Hopefully this gets out of here. I think it gets out of here at some point in time in the morning and should be good later in the day. Busy show. Dane Young, UGArivals.com, joins us reviewing the Georgia Tech win, previewing the SEC championship, talking about the college football playoffs. That's at 8:05 this morning. Andrew Oliphant, 8:25. We'll talk a little golf. Tiger Woods not playing this week. Broke my heart there. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Obviously, we're going to get into the ACC Big Ten Challenge, in which Clemson gets a double overtime thrilling win against Penn State last night. Tigers blew a big lead late in the game, had to do it in double overtime, and they did, 101-94. Hunter Tyson, 24 points. P.J. Hall, 22 points. Alex Hemingway, 15 points. Clemson with a good win. Now has Wake Forest coming to town this Friday night. Well, I'll give you the rest of the college basketball scores on the ranked scene. Top-ranked Houston, first time they've been ranked number one since Phi Slamma Jamma. They beat Norfolk State 100-52. Third-ranked Virginia over Michigan 70-68. Sixth-ranked Baylor fell at Marquette 96-70. Illinois ranked 16th, beat Syracuse 73-44. Kentucky down Bellarmine, 19th-ranked Wildcats win 60-41. 22nd-ranked Maryland over Louisville 79-54. Louisville now 0-7. 24th-ranked San Diego State, a 72-69 winner over UC Irvine. ACC unranked action from last night. Told you about Virginia game and the Clemson game and the Illinois game and the Louisville game. NC State beat William & Mary 85-64. Rest of the ACC Big Ten Challenge, Iowa down Georgia Tech 81-65. Wake Forest, a 78-75 win over Wisconsin in non-ranked SEC action from last night. It was Missouri with an 88-84 win against Wichita State. All ACC football team was announced yesterday. The Tigers get four first team players: Shipley McFadden, Tyler Davis, and Miles Murphy. Three second team players: KJ Henry, Brian Brisee, and BT Potter. And three third team players in Simpson, Putnam, and Davis Allen. So altogether, Tigers well represented, the most represented on the all ACC teams. World Cup action yesterday: United States beats Iran 1-0. They advance Saturday. They'll play the Netherlands at 10 o'clock our time in the round of 16, the knockout stage. We have two confusing two surprising hires in college football. Georgia Tech, who everybody had down with Willie Fritz and Tulane, is not going to hire him. They're going to go with Brent Key. Their interim went 4-4 down the stretch and won the job at Georgia Tech. Another example of an interim winning the job. And UAB hiring a guy that has never coached a down of college football before. Former NFL quarterback, former ESPN analyst, and former high school coach Trent Dilfer is going to Birmingham. UAB Birmingham hires Trent Dilfer in a surprise move. Dabo Swinney met with the media yesterday, tells us Bo Collins is out for the year. He also mentioned, sound a little more open-minded to the transfer portal. We'll get to that a little bit later on with those quotes. Tiger Woods calls for Greg Norman to be removed from the LIV Tour. We'll tell you that quote later as well. College football playoff poll came out last night, and it was Georgia 1, Michigan 2, TCU 3. Southern Cal moves into the 4 spot. We'll talk about possibilities and probabilities moving forward. Number 5, Ohio State, 6, Alabama, 7, Tennessee, 8, Penn State. Clemson fell to 9th. The Gamecocks come in at number 19. Also got some other thoughts about the Clemson-North Carolina upcoming game. Still some lingering thoughts about Clemson-South Carolina with phone calls and with texts. And with our producer this morning, I hope he thinks that Wednesday's still the best day of the week, Mr. Fax and Childress. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. It is the best day of the week. And I don't know if stressful is the correct word for what transpired in Little John Coliseum last night, but the doubled overtime seemed unnecessary. Still got the win, and a big win for the Tigers. First time they had scored 100-plus since 2009.
So I did not stay up and see it. I got up and watched highlights and read all about it. Tell me you were there. Yes. Tell me about the for those that weren't up to see it, or those that were kind of give analysis. It was a strange ending in regulation last night that forced an overtime and eventually a double overtime.
Yeah, so you know the Tigers really went on a big run towards the end of the second half, started to pull away from Penn State, and Hunter Tyson hit a three with 51 seconds left to put the Tigers up 7. After all that transpired, Jalen Pickett came down, hit a layup. It was a 5-point game. Ian Shiflin split from the free throw line to make it a 6-point game, and then Penn State traded twos with Clemson for a little bit, but Brevin Galloway, with 12 seconds left, up 4, missed both free throws. Penn State came down, made both their free throws. They took a 2 and got fouled. Then Hunter Tyson got fouled with 10 seconds left. He split from the free throw line, and Andrew Funk came down, a great inbound play by Micah Shrewsbury, no discrediting to Penn State at all, and he banked in a 3 from the wing to send it to overtime. So the Tigers missed 4 of their last 6 free throws in regulation, including 2 splits and one who missed 2, and Penn State rallied back to get it to overtime, but it ended up not mattering because Clemson rallied in double overtime to get the win.
Nice double overtime win. Tyson 24, Hall 22. Talked about Hemingway with 15. It was not Chase Hunter's best game last night, fouling out and just 1 of 12 from the field last night. You could tell, obviously, he's been a guy that's carried him so far. Not his best game last night. But Clemson did shoot 51% from the field.
Yeah, I thought the Tigers played a really good game offensively. And, you know, to be able to pick up Chase's production in a game that he struggled. Also, Mickey, Hunter Tyson played 47 minutes. Talk about a warrior. 24-9 and did not turn the ball over once. Clemson actually did a really good job of limiting the turnovers, played some really clean offense throughout the tenure of this game. And this is a Penn State team who beat Furman, who will make the NCAA tournament. Penn State will make the NCAA tournament. They lost by 2 to Virginia Tech, who won the ACC last year, going to finish top 4 in the ACC this year. So I think this Penn State team is probably a team that's on the 6-7 line, maybe the 8-9 line come March. So this is going to be a good win for the Tigers to have on their resume come March.
Best thing that happened to Clemson last night, most encouraging news that happened last night.
Most encouraging news from a basketball perspective would be PJ Hall. He only played in 25 minutes, but he put up 22 points. Obviously, he's still not 100% healthy, but you know, where we've seen him struggle over the course of the season was being physical down low a little bit. It felt like, you know, maybe he was playing a little bit tentative. All of that got thrown out the window last night. In overtime and double overtime, he was the feature player for the Tigers. He was getting it on the block. He looked like old PJ Hall, and he's finally starting to get back in rhythm, get comfortable.
Besides the end of regulation free throw shooting.
Yeah, that was rough.
Biggest concern coming from last night.
Biggest concern would be I just don't know if Clemson has the athletes to guard at a high level. It showed against Iowa. It showed a little bit last night as well. You know, Brad Brownell, to his credit, one of the things he's done as a coach is he has the ability to kind of morph what identities teams take depending on the talent he has in front of them. You know, we've seen Clemson teams that were not super fun to watch because we didn't have a lot of talent offensively, so you had to hunker down defensively, get stops, and get creative on the offensive end. This is a team that's got people that can put the ball in the basket defensively, a little challenged athletically. PJ Hall is probably a 4 playing 5 who doesn't provide a lot of rim protection. Hunter Tyson's probably a 3 who's playing 4. Alex Hemingway is not a great athlete, even though he is a solid defensive guard. Chase Hunter and Brevin Galloway, they're in the right place, but neither of them are supreme athletes as well. So I think that the Tigers are a little bit hindered athletically with their guards and a little bit undersized inside. It's going to make defending difficult, but if you can outscore your opponents, you're still going to be able to win games.
One of the concerns I've had throughout the early part of this season is depth. You're just not seeing a ton of minutes. It's a pretty short bench right now. Now, they had to play, obviously, play 50 minutes last night.
Yeah.
You got to play, a guy's got to play more minutes. But am I right in thinking the concern is that the need a little more depth, need a little longer bench at this point?
No, I think you're right. And I think RJ Godfrey's playing his way into the rotation. He got 6 minutes last night and had 4 and 3 in those 6 minutes. He's starting to get a little bit longer of a leash with Brad Brownell. RJ is just a really unique profile player that's big, and he's big, he's lengthy, and he's fast, so he can guard multiple positions. He's been inserted into a couple games, but what's been more surprising to me than anything is just the lack of usage with Dylan Hunter. Dylan Hunter only played 9 minutes again last night. It doesn't feel like he's a big feature part in the offense. He's not really shooting the ball even when he is getting extended minutes, so that's a little surprising to me based off of what I had heard. you know, throughout the course of the offseason about him. Josh Beadle, I think, played his way more into the rotation last night. He played 19 minutes. He was who came in overtime when Chase Hunter fouled out. He had 3 assists, 2 rebounds, 4 points, and he had 2 blocks. Both of those blocks came late in double overtime, Mickey. They were attacking him on defense. They were trying to take him down low in the post and get a high-low game going. And, you know, they had some success. And what Josh did was just bucked up, continued to, you know, play hard, and had 2 key blocks down the stretch. So I was really proud of Josh last night, and he went big when it mattered the most.
Yeah, this team, when they shoot it like they shot it last night, it's going to be dangerous. Of course, again, there's the issues that arise certainly out of that. Segment 2 today, what are we going to talk about?
I think we got to talk some college football, maybe preview the ACC championship game a little bit. I know it's not a great, you know, an exciting time around the program necessarily, but still a big game with a lot of play for on Saturday. And, you know, Josh Downs, Drake May should be fun to watch regardless.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Clemson, North Carolina, Saturday night. We'll get into that for sure. Can't wait to do that segment 2 with Facts and Children's coming up. Hey, my great friends over at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, I passed by this morning. Now, one thing you can notice, you know, did you see it when you come in, Faxon? It's on the left, the Patterson Tax Service. It's just past Easy High School. You coming in. Right now, when we come in at 5, whatever time, 5, you know, whatever time you get here. You beat me here today, by the way. You're probably here at 4:30 this morning, all repped up and ready to go, revved up. You'll notice starting in January and February, they'll be here before we're here in our studios. And when Walt goes home in the afternoons, they'll notice that they're still there. Like, they go all day, every day. Set your appointments up in this month, next month, for that late January. A lot of people want that refund right away. A lot of people have, you know, want that as that last day deadline as much as they can as well. So those priority time slots, they'll go quick. 859-8289. You still have time to go in and do some tax planning, some tax evaluation, meet with them. I want to encourage your company, if you are currently doing this in-house or anybody else doing your accounting for you and your bookkeeping and your payroll and all that kind of stuff, let them do that for you as well. Those bookkeeping services, if they've just been growing like crazy, you're going to love it. It's our friends over at the Patterson Tax Service. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. We'll take a break. We'll come back, talk some college football with Facts and Children's in segment 2 right after this.
This holiday season, Diamonds Direct gives you the gift of 0% interest financing for 3 years on any purchase. With high prices and high interest rates everywhere else, Diamonds Direct is here with the incredible shopping experience you need. Our guaranteed best value prices will save you money. And with 0% interest, you can spread your payments over 3 years with no finance charge, period. And for this holiday season, we're showcasing an expanded selection of affordable and timeless holiday gifts. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, colored gemstones. And if you're upgrading her diamond or getting engaged over the holidays, we have one of the largest diamond selections in America. All sizes and shapes, all cut for maximum brilliance, and all offered at our amazing direct importer, no middleman prices. Check out our holiday gift guide now at DiamondsDirect.com. Buy now or come into the showroom. Let one of our experts guide you in finding the holiday gift that's at the top of their list. And enjoy 3 years zero interest financing on any holiday purchase. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Gentlemen, erectile dysfunction or low T got you down? Take action now and turn your life around. Call Greenville Men's Clinic at 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com. Make the call today, 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera. And the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Get ready for winter with Michelin and the Pendleton Tire Company. Experience the all-season performance of the Michelin Cross Climate 2. And from November 16th through December 9th, get a $70 reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Call Joey or Zach at 864-646-3694 or check out PendletonTire.com. See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals, promotions, and rebates for complete details. Offer expires 12/9/2022. Void where prohibited.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Huddle up, team. We got to get to the game and set up our tailgate. Are the coolers packed?
Yep.
Chips?
For sure.
What about your father? Where is he?
He's completing his pregame ritual.
Babe, we got a problem.
Better add Roto-Rooter to your pregame checklist. Plumbing problems are never convenient, especially on game days. Call Roto-Rooter for right-on-time service, anytime.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter!
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Ready SE is assisting Thermo King, a worldwide leader in manufacturing sustainable transport temperature control solutions, with a hiring event for its new Greenville location on Friday, December 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Train, located at 412 Fair Forest Way, Greenville. Thermo King will extend same-day job offers to qualified candidates for team leads, maintenance mechanics, qualified techs, material clerks, manual welders, forklift operators, painters, e-coders, brazers, brazer trainers, machine operators, assemblers, engineer techs, and material handlers. More info may be found at sctechjobs.com.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Friends at Zero Res have a bunch of specials going on. I was taping some commercials the other day and found that you've got a great special. It's going to start in December. Hey, call Zero Res. In this holiday season, you got guests coming in, you got hosting. Think about Zero Res. Easy to remember, ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. Get my friends Zero Res and get the very best when it comes to the air duct cleaning, the carpet cleaning, the area rugs, the tile and grout. They'll take care of you. It's going to be staying cleaner longer because of the no residue left behind. For more information, by the way, tell them you heard about here for those specials, ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. Segment two with Facts and Childress.
Mickey, I think we got to kick off segment two with the elephant in the room because I haven't been on the air since the travesty that occurred on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to talk about it, but we gotta talk about it.
Well, I wanted your thoughts because, it's one of the things about having different producers. I get four different producers and four different thoughts on stuff and things everybody else saw. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't really even know where to start. Number one, embarrassing loss. I don't think there's any other way to put it. Outscored 17-7 in the second half. Felt like the Tigers had a chance to put Carolina away early, up 14-0, getting the ball back, and just didn't. Left the door open. Rattler threw two terrible, terrible picks, bailing Clemson out. And I think that a point that hasn't really been harped on a lot, I think South Carolina actually vastly outplayed Clemson in this game. I don't really think it was particularly close. They moved the ball significantly easier, especially through the air, more than tripling Clemson's production through the air. Rattler threw for 360 yards compared to Uyunglele's 99. Clemson has some success on the ground. Will Shipley, why did he only get 15 carries? It felt like he was getting almost 9 yards a carry late in the game. The passing game's clearly not working as Uyunglele was 8 for 29 for those 99 yards and had a pick. Just felt like Shipley should have been utilized more. Phil Moffa was also killing. He had 6 yards of carry. I understand he lost a little bit of trust after that fumble, but there was just a lot going on, and, no production from the wide receivers once again. Leading receiver was Bo Collins, who had that 159-yard catch and then got hurt again. So only 8 completions the entire game regardless. It was just a disaster of all proportions, Mickey.
Totally agree with that. You mentioned there were several times where Clemson could have taken the game by the throat and didn't do it. I received a very interesting text that said, he's never heard this before. I hadn't either. It said, this year's Clemson football team is allergic to momentum. Like, anytime you get a chance to have any momentum, this team finds a way to not be able to put it away. That was a theme all year long. Is you get chances to put teams away pretty early, but they have been allergic to momentum. And you look at these key drives and these key big, huge, massive momentum swings. And every time the Tigers had a chance to really, put the game out of touch, they just couldn't do it. And I've never heard that before, but they appear to be allergic to momentum right now.
Yeah, and, I don't want to say it's deserved that the Tigers lost this game, but that's exactly what it is. The entirety of the season, you struggle to put teams away. Your execution is lackluster, down the stretch in games and fourth quarters. This is what happens. This is why games like Notre Dame happen. This is why games like South Carolina happen. This is the body of work we've seen from this Clemson team over the course of the season. And that's why I can't really be mad that the Tigers aren't going to be playing in the college football playoff.
Don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
No, it's two massive self-inflicted wounds. At times, you could not have self-inflicted wounds. They don't deserve to be in the college football playoff. And college football playoff teams don't lose to unranked teams at home to break their winning streak as 14.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah.
And, college football playoff teams don't throw for 99 yards in any game ever. That's just not something that happens. So there's a lot that needs to be addressed right now with Clemson football. It's inexcusable that the Tigers' passing game is this inept at this juncture. You've had two entire seasons. I'm not a DJ Uyunglele fan by any means, but I also don't think he's all of the problem.
Yeah.
It would be ignorant of me to solely blame him. Do I think his poor play is part of the problem? Yes. But he's also getting no production from his wide receivers. So,
And they had some protection issues.
Yeah,
Now, part of that was Tate's out for the year.
Tate's out for the year. J-Max playing hurt is what Dabo has come out and said, that he's playing actually severely hurt.
Well, we've known that now I would know he's been severely hurt. We've known that he's been banged up here for weeks now. He's playing, As a matter of fact, we didn't think he was going to play. It was the Louisville game.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we thought that he was going to be out, but he actually played in that one. But this is why, these seasons are long, and this is why, think about this for a second. In college football, there's only five teams with less than two losses in the country. Five teams less than two losses. So I'm not trying to make you feel better about that. What I'm saying is that those five teams are, I'm not saying elite, but they're so very good that they can overcome injuries at positions. This Clemson team, the major thing that happens to this Clemson team is You got a quarterback and confidence issues. You had a wide receiver core that just is
decimated with injuries and not good even when healthy.
I'm not sure what they do good. I'm not sure the best thing to do well there. And then you add an injury here, a couple of misplays on defense and the back end. They're not good enough to overcome those things. See, when Clemson was at the top of college football, they still made mistakes and they still had issues. But Trevor Lawrence was so good and Travis Etienne was so good, or Mike Williams and Artavis Scott were so good that they could overcome those things. Well, they're not good enough. Now, Georgia did not play great again this past Saturday, and there were some issues in the Georgia Tech game. But Georgia is so good, and Georgia Tech wasn't, but Georgia's so good, they are good enough to overcome those things. Michigan, obviously, I think Michigan, you got to start putting in the elite category now, as what happened Saturday. And I think TCU's there now, and Southern Cal's kind of morphed into that. But like Ohio State figured out, their issues that we talked about all year long reared their ugly head again on Saturday, and they weren't good enough to overcome that. Bama's lost twice because of that. So you're going to have issues. But are you elite enough at enough positions to not play your A game and still win? And Clemson was not that this year. They were not that last year. And now, so that's really been two consecutive years. And the as far as fixing things and the magic wand of things, the passing game is certainly number one priority, in my opinion. Is there any debate there?
No, because, you know, the Tigers have good enough running backs and the offensive line has come together enough to where next year I expect the Tigers running game to still be really solid. I mean, the Shipley-Moffa 1-2 combination, then you throw Pace into the mix when he's able to be on the field. It's up there with the best in the ACC. It's up there with the top 10 in the country. A lot of people, and I didn't realize this until I was scrolling on Twitter, a lot of people think Will Shipley's kind of overrated. I couldn't disagree more. I think he provides so much for this offense, has been one of the only bright spots throughout the offense the entire year. But what really bothered me more than anything else was he only got 17 total touches, and he was averaging over 8 yards per touch. He only got two receptions for 13 yards, and he had those 15 carries for 132 yards. You know, when you're an offense that's struggling, you have to make a conceded effort to get the ball to your best players. Do whatever you can to get the ball to Will Shipley. Do whatever you can to get the ball to Phil Moffa. Do whatever you can to get the ball to Antonio Williams. Has Clemson ran a jet sweep once this season? Because they got killed on three separate jet sweeps by South Carolina.
Yeah.
And you would think that something like that would be in the playbook to try and get Antonio Williams into space, one of your playmakers. Or maybe you're running a flanker screen out in the flats to try and get Antonio Williams loose. You know, because Carolina had a lot of plays that they were scoring touchdowns. They were moving the ball down the field with chunk plays, and they weren't doing anything special. Marcus Satterfield wasn't calling anything special. One of the was when Juice Wells took a screen and took it to the inside instead of the outside and, you know, followed his blockers. And, you know, one of which was a jet sweep, and it was just getting his playmakers into space, and it's something that the Tigers did not do a good job of over the course of this year.
Now, with that said, where do you go? So, in case you missed the show on Monday, I made the statement that Dabo Sweeney's number one thing that he is competitive. All right? We'll receive 100,000 texts here and have so far on he's not going to use a transfer portal. Not use a transfer portal. Well, they tried to use a transfer portal last year. They're only going to take guys that they think can help them out. But remember, they tried to get the center from Virginia who lit up Ohio State, who was an All-American, man. The guy was amazing, right? They couldn't get him. They came down to Clemson and Michigan. He actually visited here, and he chose Michigan. So he's going to use the portal if the right guy. Yesterday, he was asked about the transfer portal. Here's his quote. Tell me your thoughts on this, Faxon. Quote, "Who knows? We'll see what happens. We're no different than anybody else. I think everybody is susceptible to transition. As I sit here right now, I don't know. We'll see. I love our class. I think we've filled our needs. But who knows what's coming down the pike? It's real-time world every single day right now, and we're in that's where we are in college football." How did you take that?
I thought it was a weird comment, but I think that it's indicative that there's a chance Clemson delves into the transfer portal this offseason. You know, I know everyone's trying to play predict Dabo, which is a game that you're probably not going to be able to play. We don't know what Dabo is going to do, but what I will say is if there's a position group that desperately needs to be delved into the transfer portal for its wide receiver, Johnny Wilson, number one receiver at Florida State, who's having a monster year for them. You know, saw what he could do a little bit against Clemson. He's a really good player. He's a transfer from Arizona State. You know, there's talent available at these position groups in the transfer portal. So, you know, if the Tigers are going to be a team that returns to this contention status for a national championship, you have to have great play at wide receiver. There's no other way to cut it. And a big way to improve a struggling position group would be to delve into the transfer portal, where there will be talent for the Tigers to take if they want it.
Where they've got to be careful is that a lot of these recruits have been attracted because they said, hey, we have not used a transfer portal in the past. The way you would have to tell guys is some of these wide receivers are leaving. The way you get around that is you only take guys that are in that class or guys later on. You're not taking guys that, you know, in the lower classes or whatever. So, look, I get it's a balancing act in there, and several recruits like it because of that. But I do know this. Players want the best players to be around them and want to win with the best players. That's why you see recruits. That's why James Davis recruited C.J. Spiller. You know, you want better players. Even though it's going to take some of your carries, you want better players around you. So you got to have that conversation, but you got to do it. And I really believe that that's what they wanted to do it last year and couldn't do it. I think at defensive end, depending on what happens with some guys and a chance to come back.
You may have to go in there for the defensive ends as well.
Well, look, what happens at quarterback? DJ's not going to be here next year.
You don't think so?
No, DJ's gone. So if he leaves, what if Clubman's not ready? What if Clubnik left? What if, you might be forced at quarterback maybe. So sometimes things happen.
Well, I mean, the transfer quarterback just threw for 360 yards on Clemson and ended Clemson's season.
That's exactly right. So he sees that. He knows that. Look, if we're talking about a sports talk show, the staff has talked about it ad nauseum in their staff meetings. They know. He said it yesterday that he's very disappointed in the wide receiver group at Clemson. Did you hear that quote?
He said that was a direct quote.
Direct quote. Well, I'll find the direct quote. But he said that he's just disappointed in what they've done at wide receiver, and thought they'd be better. And I'll get the quote for you for sure.
And by the way, Mickey, not just Spencer Rattler from the portal, but Antoine Wells Jr., Juice Wells, James Madison transfer that they got from the portal.
Oh, yeah.
If you got to give credit to Beamer killed the
best
portal.
Player. He was the best player on the field.
Yeah, he was.
Juice Wells was. Yeah. I'll get the wide receiver quote about how he was not happy. He's not happy with that group right now. To the point there, though, is why would you be? What did they do good? Do they separate? No. Are they great route runners?
No.
Do they go up and compete for 50-50 balls and bring them down?
No.
Do they block very well? Is there toughness out there on the edge?
No.
Do they get behind defenses?
The only positive of the wide receiver group is Antonio Williams. And even, obviously he had the fumble. I don't really care about that. That's not why Clemson lost the game. And Antonio Williams is an Amari Rodgers type guy that should be lining up in the slot because that's his prototype and skill set. And he's being forced to line up on the outside sometimes because we literally have no other playmakers.
Well, the other thing there is Clemson turned over 15 times the last five games. You know who turned it over? The most popular players. Antonio Williams, Philip Maffa, Will Shipley. Those guys fumbled it an awful lot in the last five games. But nobody criticized those guys because they're popular. But there was the guys that were putting the ball on the ground. And you have to stop that. But most importantly, you got to fix your wide receiver room first. You fix that, then you fix your quarterback room. And there's other things that are broken, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you're not a good enough team to overcome a turnover deficit.
No, everybody's going to have issues. Everybody. Georgia has issues. Michigan has issues. The 85 Bears had issues. But you got to be so good at other positions. You can't be totally weak at one. And then you got to be good enough to overcome that at others. There has to be a major overhaul in the wide receiver room, no doubt in my mind. I enjoyed segment two. We'll open some phone calls, phone lines up. I want to talk about the two surprising hires in college football. I want to talk about the World Cup because you're my soccer guy, one of my soccer guys over there as well. Talk about the college basketball world last night. Talk about the upcoming college conference championships for this weekend, too. Got a lot to do today. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. 654-ROAR and on our Adams & Co. Roofing text line. Also, right here on our phone lines. Short break, much more when you come back right after this.
Join Out of Bounds live at Walk-On's Clemson, Tuesday, December 6th from noon till 3. Dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine, have the chance to win some prizes, and hang out with Kwok and Ben live from Walk-On's Clemson, Tuesday, December 6th, noon till 3.
The Greenville Winter Invitational Men's Basketball Showcase. December 17th at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. The one-day, six-team event features mashups between the Clemson Tigers, South Carolina Gamecocks, and Furman Paladins. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's holiday season, and you can count on Reed's Jewelers to offer you unmatched savings and customer service. America's largest family-owned jeweler invites you to visit their experienced showcase location in the Haywood Mall, featuring the Upstate's premier selection of exquisite Swiss timepieces like Omega, Breitling, Tudor, Tag Heuer, and Gucci. You've enabled the Haywood Mall location to earn the highest company honor for customer excellence, which we've known for years. Reed's expanded diamond inventory provides you with endless options for that special person in your life. Friends, Wally Odom and his team offer you a wide selection of jewelry choices, and they can save you a lot of money. It's the ideal time to find her a diamond she'll treasure forever, or find him a Swiss timepiece that will make a statement. See for yourselves in their newly expanded store, Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor of the Haywood Mall, or online at reeds.com.
Prepare your lawn and landscaping for fall with advice from the professionals at your local Landscaper Supply. From Toro mowers to mulch, landscaping materials, and more, Landscaper Supply has what homeowners and lawn care professionals need to get the job done. Find a Landscaper Supply in Easley, Greer, Greenville, Anderson, and Simpsonville. And coming soon, a new location in Seneca, the number one Toro mower dealer in the Carolinas. Landscaper Supply, online at landscapers-supply.com.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Rely on the pros at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and much more. Choose EnviroMulch. Make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com. Go Tigers.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at bartesian.com/enjoy. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at bartesian.com/enjoy. That's bartesian.com/enjoy for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at bartesian.com/enjoy.
Hi, Nolan Turner here. When my friends come into Clemson and ask me where to go for the best Clemson merch, I always send them to the Tiger Sports Shop. The folks there have the best selection of all things Clemson, including the Nike apparel you see on the sideline. So if you want your Clemson wardrobe to be on point, check out the Tiger Sports Shop. 3 locations to serve you, 2 in Clemson and 1 in Pendleton, or shop online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, it's my kind of place.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158, 404-8158. I want to talk to you businesses out there now. Some people think, man, we don't need high-performance epoxy-based flooring. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe in your bathrooms. You know, you got spills, you got things you got to clean up in the bathrooms. Those are easy to clean with no stains there, nothing ever happening there. How about in your break rooms? You know, there was a major manufacturing plant here. They've got a huge break room, and they did that for them. How about kitchens? You know, at your churches and your kitchen areas back there, things on those lines. How about in your main showroom areas, your foyer areas, your walk-in areas, where you can put your logos down there and your company colors down there? The great thing, too, is they can do this while you're not there, while during non-business hours, so you're not down anytime. Think about our great friends from a commercial standpoint. Look at their commercial pictures. You can find it online. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, 404-8158, 404-8158. Brian and Anthony, hang on, I'm coming to you. Faction, you asked about the quotes, and let me give you all of the quotes. First, he was asked about the passing game yesterday. Here's what he said, and I want you to interpret this for me here. Quote, we got better, especially if you look at the first part of the season. We were passing the ball really well and doing a lot better there. Obviously, we had injuries. A few things happened here and there, but disappointed the way we finished. We threw for 100 yards, but Antonio had about 40-yard gain, and we missed it. Then we hit him on a 40-yard gain, and we dropped it. We had one to Brenny Steele that go for 40 or 50 yards and got hit on protection. Two drop slants, probably another 20 to 25 yards right there. That's 250. Not executing the way we need to or we did this past week. Up in Notre Dame, we felt like we were doing a pretty good job, but the lack of production by a few people, some injuries, some missed opportunities. So, no, we are not where we need to be. Asked about wide receivers, and here's my quote that I really want to get into. Lack of confidence and lack of details. Really appreciate Bo Collins trying to go back out against South Carolina. He really wanted to try to finish the season, and we were hoping to get him through the season and get it fixed, but it wasn't meant to be. But he gave it all we could. We'll probably do surgery next week. Had to fix it because it keeps popping out. At wide receiver, just inconsistency and confidence with some of the guys. But I feel like I like the young guys we got, Adam Randall, Antonio, and Cole Turner. Bo's a great player, and then we had a couple other guys who struggled from a consistency standpoint. It's unfortunate, but that's just where we are. That just sounds like a ringing endorsement for his wide receivers. Inconsistency and confidence and have to get better. That, again, the point there is he knows that wide receiver is the weakest point of his team right now.
Well, I mean, Jeff Scott is out there. I'm not saying he needs to be brought in as the wide receiver coach, but I think having him on staff to help with the wide receivers in some capacity would probably be a smart decision this offseason, because there was never any wide receiver issues, and we were recruiting a lot better at the position when Jeff Scott was on
staff. I do like the younger players better.
Yeah.
And Randall, when he would be more explosive when his knee comes back 100% there. With that said, I want to see an identity at wide receiver. Because right now, again, as we discussed in the first segment, there's nothing that they do that you would say, man, I really like that. That's what they do well. So get more physical at wide receiver. Take some pride in your blocking at wide receiver. High point balls, 50-50 balls, get behind guys, something. Turn underneath stuff. Just catch the football. You got two or three guys right now that just can't catch the ball, can't separate. obviously not good, great route runners. There's a lot of fundamentals in there that this group just doesn't do. And this is now, again, you've had injuries, and it's never fair to judge anybody due to injuries. And a lot of people say, well, you got some softness. And I don't know, man, torn ACLs aren't soft. I'm not calling anybody soft for tearing ACL. But you got to be able to do something well. And at this point, after watching it in the last 2 years, I don't see anything in the wide receiver core does very well. Brian is up first, 654 Roar. Brian, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Good, Mickey. How are you?
Fantastic.
I just wanted to talk about, I know wide receivers, I agree with you. A wide receiver is the biggest area of concern as a Clemson fan. Somebody that lives in Georgia, I've called him before. I teach at the high school, Raven County High School, where Gunnar Stockton went. Now at Georgia. And I think a lot of people are missing on a wide receiver we have right now that just broke this season all the major state records in Georgia, which is saying a lot considering it's Georgia. One, he broke Stan Rome's record that had been there since 1973. Stan Rome, if you remember, played basketball and football at Clemson. And then he broke the receiving touchdowns that had, you know, by more than 11 touchdowns more than what the previous record was for the career and the most touchdowns in a season. His name's Jaden Gibson. He is a three-star recruit, but I think that's just because he's not real tall. But he is quick. He's fast. He's got great hands. Perfect type that I think could replace somebody like Hunter Renfrow. I just think he's faster than Hunter Renfrow was. But he's been offered by several places. Virginia right now is the Power 5 school that he's interested in. I'm friends with his dad, and I was just talking to him yesterday, and I was like, what can we do as a Clemson fan? How can we get Clemson to, because I know they're on their board. I mean, he's been called by Coach Grisham and told that he's on the board. They're just not sure they have enough scholarships in the 23 class to offer. And I'm thinking, well, if somebody like EJ Williams leaves or whatever, then maybe this guy's got an opportunity to get offered. So I was just going to ask you, since you have way more connections than anybody else I know in Clemson, who could have influence over such a thing? Or is there no such thing as influence in terms of looking at somebody a little bit closer?
Well,
our current head coach was the Calhoun, the offensive coordinator that coached Davis Allen and Brandon Spector and Baylen Spector. And so, I mean, I think he has some maybe contacts there. I was going to talk to him more about it, but I just hate for a guy that wants to go to Clemson. It's his dream school. And then he ends up going to a place like Virginia, which I think they'll start him, according to what I'm hearing. They plan on him being a slot starter right away. So,
yeah,
what do you think?
I'll tell you this. I know they are aware of him because they've had him in, and they've talked to him and all that kind of. I know they're very aware of him. But like everything else, there is a board, a hierarchy of who's ahead and who's behind, who, you know, what they think. I know they like him. I know a lot of people like him. He had an unbelievable successful career there. And it's interesting he broke a former Tigers record. I remember reading about him when he did break it over there. But it's just a matter of scholarship spots and priority-wise. And you know, at this point in time, I don't think that is an offer in the near future. So that all those things, that believe me, they scout and scout and scout. And what they like. I know he's been I think he's been a camp there, like you said, and some of that stuff. So it's just a matter of where he is compared to other guys on the board. So it's not an influence. I don't kind of pull anyway. But
come on,
no man, I don't have it. But there again, it's not a politics thing. It's not anybody getting any influence thing. It's just a matter of they've got a ton of guys on their recruiting board, and they've evaluated skill sets and evaluations analyzed everything and analyzed about the guys, and he is on that list. But it appears
yeah,
this time
that
down
list
the list
of the Georgia State records with Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson.
I know. And anyway, look, he might be one of those guys that you might be calling back in a couple of years and going, I told you.
So, yeah.
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 Yeah. That's a good phone call, Brian.
Taking my call.
Thank you, man. Keep me up to date with what's going on down there. That's a good football program for sure. Anthony's up next. Anthony, I got about 2 minutes, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey, how you doing this morning?
Man, I'm great. Hope you are too.
That's good, man. Look, I just wanted to basically just ask you. Seemed like Moffitt, you know, he had fumbled the ball, and I was asking a man that seemed like to me he only fumbled like one time this year since I've been watching ball, and it seemed like he was punished because he fumbled the ball during the course of time, that trick kickoff play they was doing. He did not take another down until later on in that, maybe in the third or the fourth quarter, he came in the game and they took him right back out. I really didn't understand that.
Well, they got a rotation over there. And if you fumble a ball and on the Maffa fumble, no one really touched him. To what I saw now, I hadn't seen a replay of it yet, but I think he just kind of dropped it. So, you know, there is a little bit of a penalty in there maybe. With that said, mainly is just, you know, there's a rotation in there. And I like Maffa, and I think Maffa had a good year there. But obviously Shipley's the guy that's a little bit ahead of him right now. But I think there's a little penalty to pay, a price to pay, and maybe that was a series and then got the rotation going. And look, Clemson didn't have the ball a whole lot, didn't get enough first downs in there, and didn't run that many plays, wasn't that many opportunities to do that. So I don't think he's in the doghouse full time. Had 7 carries for 42 yards and had the one catch. Actually, you know, kind of missed that ball out there in the flats. I'm not sure if that was a good pass or not, backwards pass or not. But, yeah, I don't think he's in the doghouse by any stretch.
Okay. I got one other thing I want to ask you, and I'll just take this off the air.
Okay.
What do you feel? How do you feel about the good on good? Because 3 years ago, I know we had better good on good. When I say that, you know, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
It seemed like to me we had players that was producing and making – our players better. We don't have that anymore, it seems like. It's not there. It's gradually dropping off. That's what it seems like to me. I don't know. What do you think about
it? It's a very good point. I'm going to touch on leading off hour number two. Anthony, I appreciate it, man.
Right.
Be careful if you're out there the commute. Yeah, be careful in the commute this morning. He makes a very good point. That is the very first thing I'll talk about when we come back. Good on good and how that affects you because it does have an accumulative effect across the board. In a lot of areas. So that will be topic number one when we come back. Facts of Children's Mickey Plowler, hour number two, when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's bow time.
Use the Bojangles app this holiday season to spend less time in the kitchen and more time celebrating with a big bow box. Order one tonight and get enough chicken, fixins, and biscuits for everyone. Nothing says seasonings greetings like sharing chicken and cheer with your whole crew.
It's bow time.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If a mattress is on your Black Friday shopping list, then buy local and save big at Engineered Sleep. Save up to $1,000 on bundles and up to $500 on mattresses the entire month of November. This is Engineered Sleep's biggest sale of the year. Support your only local mattress manufacturer and thank us later when you get the best night's sleep you've ever had. Don't believe us? Go see the reviews. Free and fast local delivery. Engineered Sleep is your go-to mattress supplier. Better sleep? Rest assured. Shop online or visit our showroom in Greenville.
For over 30 years, Greenville Turf and Tractor has proudly served the state of South Carolina. From its humble beginnings to national acclaim, Greenville Turf and Tractor remains committed to quality John Deere products and exceptional customer service. Greenville Turf and Tractor has all your John Deere residential lawn equipment and commercial equipment available, including riding mowers, zero-turn mowers, tractors, Gator utility vehicles, skid steers, compact track loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Visit us at 722 Malden Road, Greenville, or on the web at greenvilleturf.com.
There's no day more important than game day. No game more important than the next. And no team more important than your Clemson Tigers. Now that the season is here, do your part to support your team with what you wear, put on your car, and serve at your tailgate. The Tiger Sports Shop is conveniently located on College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. They have selections for everyone to be able to show their Tiger pride. If you're short of time, shop the website at tigersports.com and either pick up your order or have it shipped to you direct.
The Tiger Sports Shop is all in, all the time. Go Tigers!
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you.